With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor's mayor says the city means business when it comes to keeping the Stellantis electric vehicle battery plant project. Drew Dilkins made it clear that the city did its job. Now it's Ottawa's turn.
No one's blaming the city of Windsor for not matching IRA incentives. We know who is responsible here, and that is the federal government. They're the only ones that have the capacity to follow through on the commitment that they made, which is to match the IRA incentives with our largest employer, and we're going to hold their feet to the fire.
Windsor City Council was to consider a notion of motion at its meeting on Monday afternoon. Windsor Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczyk says once again that a deal is close. During a Zoom call with reporters Monday morning, Kuzmierczyk was pressed again for an update on the impasse. Kuzmierczyk could not provide a timeline for an announcement, but insists that a deal will get done. During this National Accessibility Week, Kuzmierczyk announced a total of $1.9 million for Windsor Essex municipalities and agencies to improve access for disabled people. Among them is a new ramp and doors for Tecumseh Town Hall.
The town of Tecumseh is extremely grateful for the funding, which will certainly allow us to increase the accessibility of our town hall. On completion of this project, the renovations now to our town hall will meet or exceed accessibility regulation.
Mayor Gary McNamara says they're getting $68,000. A motorcyclist must now deal with a careless driving citation after a weekend crash. The OPP said it happened shortly after 6 p.m. Sunday on County Road 22 and Bell River Road. Police say the rider was the only one involved and lost control of the bike. He suffered minor injuries. A local state of emergency has been declared as wildfires rage in Nova Scotia. Global News reports that 13 active fires were burning as of Monday morning, mainly in the Halifax region. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised any needed federal support. A Windsor tradition will be back this weekend, bigger than ever. Art in the Park will feature 250 vendors from Ontario and Quebec this year, plus 20 food and drink vendors. Last year's event at Willowstead Park, which followed a COVID-19 hiatus, drew 40,000 people. In sports, the Tigers were shut out by the Rangers 5-0 on Memorial Day Monday at Comerica Park. The Blue Jays had the day off. The Vegas Golden Knights will try to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals in Game 6 of the Western Finals against Dallas. In the NBA, it's Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Boston and Miami. CBS Sports is reporting that former Raptors coach Nick Nurse is being hired by the Philadelphia 76ers. Monday night's weather, clear and 14, sunny and warm 30 Tuesday, cooler near Lake Erie, fair and 17 Tuesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.